mic performer. As most of you know, we have not only music here, we have spoken word. And I'm very pleased to bring up Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome.
Yeah, go ahead. It's all right. Now that I'm not working for the summer, can I start? Yeah. I've got into a big trunk of old poems that I've forgotten about. One I found today about a friend, a very dear friend, that had been killed by a car, a drunken driver. And I was going to read that, but then I have this one, Summer Visits with Grandma. And I forgot a lot about this, but I've been trying to revise them and catch them up. So here it is. Summer Visits with Grandma. Most of the time we lived in an odorless medium at home. Mother cleaned the house, father was never there, and my sister locked herself in the room to study. Loneliness is flat, a tasteless stew. Dinners served on time lacked a comfortable ritual like the incense of cinnamon. High spirits were as scattered and hidden away as caraway seeds in bread. Where was the chatter, as sweet as savory? So often I could taste the odor of turbulence, the smolder of resentment like mustard, the gingery fumes of irritability, and anger red as pepper that could burn out the throat. Over the winter, I forgot how much I missed the subtler perfumes until I walked through your door, Grandma, into those rooms that tingled with the aromas of your cooking. Your garden, peaceful as balsam, the magic of spices, herbs, seasoning, like invisible letters, welcome, written on the air. Your guide to herbs and spices, pinned up on my wall now beside the stove, seems to read like a love story. Fennel connotes flattery, but mint symbolizes virtue. Chervil, sincerity. Basil implies both hatred and love. Cumin suggests greed, while caraway prevents theft and infidelity in love. Allspice symbolizes compassion, clove, dignity, and the bay leaf, the wise bay leaf knows we change but in death. Although the past is dead and cannot be changed, rosemary is for the remembrance of it. Many times I heard you restate the significance of these names as if you were citing, in the beginning was the word. In your kitchen, cakes were not iced with water and mud from the sandbox. Pies were not mixed out of imagination, pebbles and stones from the roadside. In your kitchen, stones transformed into peppercorns, cloves into tangy chili sauce, grass became green onions, parsley, and stuffing. We fried flowers in a batter of eggs and milk, crunched their perfume between our teeth. And in your kitchen, you were a gardener of sorts. I stared at a long shelf planted with borders of sticky bottles, stained, miniature, and dusty vials. You kept them as if they were seeds for germinating adventures, so many different blends of tastes and smells. Your kitchen was better than a grown-up chemistry set. And like partners run amok, even though we tossed those herbal combinations with abandon into the pot, our soup never blew up. I peered into the pot of soup as if into a clammy August night, barley round and bloated like moons. Letters of a pearly alphabet floated and collided, writing my name in noodle. Swirling with them, carrots, new potatoes, and baby onions, they all rotated in a salty broth like planets being born. I ladled a small universe onto a spoon, large as a saucer, guided it dripping into your wrinkled mouth. You, Chief taster, map reader, slurped and sipped, deciding quantities and qualities and how far we should go. I waited for your nod while our eyes watered and our noses wiggled. More, a trifle more, you would say. Then to words like magic, chance, Indian curry, chervil, coriander, I would spirit away that rank, wild smell of rabbit with a waft of my hand over the pot as tall and black as Houdini's hat. With our mouths burning, you talked of Egypt, Greece, Africa, until we could taste pyramids, grape leaves, and kangaroos. Sometimes, when my grandmother floats through this open window, an unceremonious memory riding a bay leaf, I remember we change but in death. And I return to her garden. I think grief is the residue of anger, fear, and guilt. Sometimes it hangs about like the stench of algae over a pond. It is good to outdistance it. For a while, I can abandon this mildewed lump of loneliness and climb out of grief as if out of an ocean into the fragrance of my garden that wafts through my window like the crumbling of a dragonfly wing. And return to her garden, where we hold dandelions under our chins, where our only concern is to see if we like butter or not, where our hands are sticky with nothing more than bitter than the milk from their stems, where nothing is more complicated than weaving those troublesome weeds into my braids like diadems, where dandelions powder will fall from my hair into the bread she will braid, loop over loop of that buttery dough. We pick rosemary, the most fragrant of all the herbs, rub it between the palms of our hands, and let the bruised seeds fall naturally onto the glistening scales of a fish. We tear mint leaves, a green bed for it to swim on. We savor the green, cool as a mountain spring. We puncture oranges with cloves to perfume the room, and the cloves sit there like flies nailed to the oranges. And the fish lies on the mint with a dull eye fixed like a thorn on the cloves, remembering nothing of this world.
Thank you. Suzanne Owens, one more big hand for her.